This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Sales of alternative plant and nut-based milks have jumped 9% to $1.6 billion in the last 12 months ending in June, compared to cow's milk sales falling by 6%. Milk drinking has also fallen from the 30 gallons a year in the 1970s to now about 18 gallons annually. A study from Baltimore found that variations in the loss of school time in the summer might account for two-thirds of the achievement gap between rich and poor children by the age of 14 to 15. Citizens of New Zealand may live and work freely in Australia, and 650,000 do so, a figure about 15% of the population of the country. Rise Up, a new non-party movement in Germany designed to reach those who have switched off from politics, according to some experts, may point to a significant realignment in both German and European politics. Studies in Britain are finding that cutting off welfare benefits and the universal credit scheme are not nearly as helpful as proponents claim. By encouraging people into low-paying jobs first offered, leading to low wage growth and a rise in food bank utilization. Lutte pour la changement, which means struggle for change in English, is called Lucha for short, and is a democracy campaign in the Congo since 2012 that's argued for regular elections in government and the end of the president's rule, who's clung onto power for 17 years. In 2017, the malware NotPetya spread from Ukrainian servers of a small software company to some of the largest corporations in the world, including Merck, the drug company, FedEx, Maersk, the shipping company, Mondelez, the parent of Nabisco and Cadbury, Reckitt Benckiser, the owner of Lysol and other products. The White House estimates the total damages at $10 billion. Two Americans, one a former hacker and one an entrepreneur and a Syrian coder, created Sentry, a warning system in Syria that marries plane watchers along with sensors that capture data and connect it to past practice, where planes might drop bombs in order to warn civilians through social media and air raid sirens. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.